Welcome to the Learning English Podcasts, produced by the Hellenic American Union. In this episode of World Report, Vanessa and Nick are in the middle of a live show in a radio studio. Listen to their conversation and answer the question that follows about the main idea.
Beam me up, Scotty. I mean, Nick. And download some video game info on me.
Star Trek was an excellent sci-fi series, Vanessa, but these days video games are a far cry from the golden oldies, from a technological point of view, of course.
Well, my two nephews would definitely be amongst the top proponents of video games.
This nouveau silicon sensation has taken young and old by storm, Vanessa. It's a win-win situation from the game designer's perspective. Once you start, you can't stop. And it's got manufacturers laughing all the way to the bank.
As entertaining as it may be, it obviously lacks any substance, though.
Well, yes. But you know, a recent study shows that today's kids' attention span is increasing due to the amount of time they spend in front of the screen. Also, their spatial coordination abilities are enhanced by all these games. And in fact, these games are meant to be a safe way of releasing pent-up aggression.
I find this really hard to believe.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, sitting in front of a computer screen hours upon end really eliminates many other healthy alternatives like going out with friends, reading a book, playing sports, etc.
I just think that kids spend too much time on these things.
All things in moderation would be an appropriate note to sign off on, Vanessa.
Over and out.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Now answer the following question. What are Vanessa and Nick talking about? The benefits and drawbacks of playing video games. Now listen again to the dialogue in parts. After each part, there will be 3 to 4 questions on some details. Part 1.
Beam me up, Scotty. I mean, Nick. And download some video game info on me.
Star Trek was an excellent sci-fi series, Vanessa, but these days video games are a far cry from the golden oldies, from a technological point of view, of course.
Well, my two nephews would definitely be amongst the top proponents of video games.
This nouveau silicon sensation has taken young and old by storm, Vanessa. It's a win-win situation from the game designer's perspective. Once you start, you can't stop. And it's got manufacturers laughing all the way to the bank.
Now answer some questions. One. Nick says,
these days video games are a far cry from the golden oldies.
What does a far cry from mean? A far cry from means something quite different from. Two. Nick says,
this nouveau silicon sensation has taken young and old by storm.
What does take someone by storm mean? Take someone by storm means to impress someone greatly and immediately. 3. Nick says,
laughing all the way to the bank.
What does laughing all the way to the bank mean? Laughing all the way to the bank means to be earning lots of money easily. 2.
As entertaining as it may be, it obviously lacks any substance, though.
Well, yes, but you know, a recent study shows that today's kids' attention span is increasing due to the amount of time they spend in front of the screen. Also, their spatial coordination abilities are enhanced by all these games. And in fact, these games are meant to be a safe way of releasing pent-up aggression.
I find this really hard to believe.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, sitting in front of a computer screen hours upon end really eliminates many other healthy alternatives like going out with friends, reading a book, playing sports, etc.
I just think that kids spend too much time on these things.
All things in moderation would be an appropriate note to sign off on, Vanessa.
Over and out.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Now answer some questions. One. Vanessa says,
it obviously lacks any substance.
What does lack any substance mean? Lack any substance means there is no true meaning. 2. Nick says,
these games are meant to be a safe way of releasing pent-up aggression.
What does pent-up aggression mean? Pent-up aggression means aggression which has been held back and not expressed, released, or used. 3. Nick says,
all things in moderation.
What does all things in moderation mean? All things in moderation is an expression which means you should not do or have too much of anything. Please visit our site at www.hau.gr to find the transcripts, explanations, and activities.